ගරු අරුවන් රණසිංහ නියෝජ්‍ය ඇමතිතුමා, ඔබතුමාට විනාඩි 10ක් කාලයක් ලැබෙනවා.
Honorable Chairperson, I rise today with a deep sense of responsibility and historic duty to move for the abolition of the pension scheme for members of Parliament of Sri Lanka. For decades, post-independent governments in this country have operated with a political culture where elected representatives have enjoyed extraordinary privileges, while millions of our citizens struggled to secure even their most basic needs, such as quality education, accessible health care, dignified employment, and economic security. Honorable Chairperson, the consequences of this entrenched political culture are not abstract. They are painfully real. After decades of alternating rule between two dominant political camps, our nation was driven into bankruptcy. The economic collapse was merely financial. It was moral and institutional. It reflected a system that had drifted far from the people it was meant to serve. At the last presidential and general elections, the people of Sri Lanka delivered a historic mandate to the National People's Power. They did so not out of blind loyalty, but out of hope. Hope for a new political culture, hope for accountability, and hope for leaders who live by the same standard as their citizens they represent. Honorable Chairperson, our manifesto clearly promised to abolish the special pension scheme for members of parliament. Today, we stand here not merely to debate policy, but to honor that promise. Let's be clear. Serving as a member of parliament is a noble responsibility. It's a public trust. It's an opportunity to legislate, to oversee, and to share the destiny, to shape the destiny of our nation. But it is not and should not be treated as a pensionable career in the conventional sense. A pension is traditionally granted to individuals who dedicate their entire professional lives to a career within a structured public service framework. Parliamentary office, however, is a temporary mandate granted by the people. It is not permanent employment. It's a public service. The very title we carry, Honorable, signifies moral duty, not entitlement. Honorable Chairperson, at a time when ordinary citizens must work decades to qualify for modest retirement benefits, it is neither just nor ethical for elected representatives to receive lifelong pensions after serving a single term. Such arrangements deepen the perception and often the reality that politicians live above the standards of civilization experienced by average citizen. We must end this culture. This motion does not seek to undermine the functioning of Parliament. We acknowledge that the members of Parliament require adequate salaries, allowances, and institutional support to effectively discharge their duties as policymakers. We do not advocate weakening democratic institutions. On the contrary, we seek to strengthen them by restoring public trust. Honorable Chairperson, trust is the most valuable currency in democracy. It cannot be demanded. It must be earned. By abolishing the pension scheme for parliamentarians, we send a powerful message to the people of Sri Lanka that we are prepared to hold ourselves to higher ethical standards, that we recognize leadership as service, not entitlement. This reform is not punitive. It is transformative. It makes a decisive break from the old political order that normalized excessive privileges. It signals the beginning of a new political culture rooted in integrity, modesty, and responsibility. Honorable Chairperson, this House must ask itself a fundamental question from each and every member, representative. It is time for us to question ourselves. Are we here to secure lifelong benefits for ourselves? Or are we here to secure a sustainable future for our nation? The people have answered this question. They have entrusted us with a mandate to prioritize the needs of civilians above all else. That is our only agenda. Today, by abolishing the pension scheme for members of parliament, we reaffirm that mandate. We demonstrate that reform begins with us. We prove that political leadership in Sri Lanka is ready to evolve. Let this be remembered as a parliament that chose principle over privilege, service over self-interest, and national renewal over personal gain. Honorable Chairperson, with humility and determination, I commend this motion to the House. Thank you.